Eugene was a good guy and like an uncle to me, but he was drunk all the time. Not stinky drunk, just drunk enough to be drunk. He was a funny and kind drunk, always wanting to laugh and hug you and sing songs and dance. Funny how the saddest guys can be happy drunks. "Hey, Junior," he said, "hop on my pony, man." So I hopped onto the back of Eugene's bike and off we went, barely in control. I just closed my eyes and held on. And pretty soon, Eugene got me to school. We pulled up in front and a lot of my classmates just stared. I mean, Eugene had braids down to his butt for one, and neither of us wore helmets for the other. I suppose we looked dangerous. "Man," he said, "there's a lot of white people here." "Yeah? You doing all right with them?" "I don't know, I guess." "It's pretty cool you doing this," he said.
"You think?"
"Yeah, man, I could never do it. I'm a wuss."
Wow, I felt proud.
"Thanks for the ride," I said.
"You bet," Eugene said.
He laughed and buzzed away. I walked up to the school and tried to ignore the stares of my classmates. And then I saw Roger walk out the front door. Man, I was going to have to fight. Shit, my whole life is a fight.
"Hey," Roger said.
"Hey," I said.
"Who was that on the bike?" he asked.
"Oh, that was my dad's best friend."
"That was a cool bike," he said.
"Vintage." "Yeah, he just got it."
"You ride with him a lot?"
"Yes," I said.
I lied.
"Cool," Roger said.
"Yeah, cool," I said.
"All right then," he said. "I'll see you around." And then he walked away. Wow, he didn't kick my ass. He was actually nice. He paid me some respect. He paid respect to Eugene and his bike. Maybe Grandma was right. Maybe I had challenged the alpha dog and was now being rewarded for it. I love my grandmother. She's the smartest person on the planet. Feeling almost like a human being, I walked into the school and saw Penelope the Beautiful. "Hey, Penelope," I said, hoping that she knew I was now accepted by the dog pack. She didn't even respond to me. Maybe she hadn't heard me. "Hey, Penelope," I said again. She looked at me and sniffed. She sniffed like I smelled bad or something.
"Do I know you?" she said.
There were only about 100 students in the whole school, right? So of course she knew me. She was just being a bitch. "I'm Junior," I said. "I mean, I'm Arnold."
"Oh, that's right," she said. "You're the boy who can't figure out his own name." Her friends giggled. I was so ashamed. I might have impressed the king, but the queen still hated me. I guess my grandmother didn't know everything.